This is Ozarks at Large. Newton County, for many, can be a magical, even mystical place. The hollers, the Buffalo River, and the dense forest can feed an imagination. Donald Harrington populated the fictional Staymore set in Newton County with memorable characters in most of his novels. Now Gustav Carlson is using Newton County, where he was born and raised, as the setting for his graphic novels, Backwood Folk and Eve of the Ozarks. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis recently talked with Gustav about his creations.
It follows the adventures of a small town in Newton County, a fictional area called Podunk, Arkansas, and its residents. And it deals a little bit with kind of contemporary looks on folk tales and folklore and how people in a modern era would deal with kind of a more magic reality that folk tales describe.
Would you say that your experiences growing up in Newton County influenced the characters or plots of your stories?
I didn't think so for the longest time, but then I've started to notice it over time creep in there. Because I try to keep most of my stories completely fictional, but then you kind of start to bleed into your own work to a certain extent. So yes, I would say so, but kind of not in the ways I would have expected. Usually it's like just kind of a random line of dialogue. Like, I've never found myself completely telling a story that I found that I live through, but sometimes, like, one of the characters, the female lead, Lillian Vaughn, she lives on a goat farm, which is what I was raised on. And so sometimes I'll find, you know, as opposed to me being a 23-year-old male, suddenly a character that is a 29-year-old woman is spouting lines of dialogue that I would have said probably, you know, a year or so ago, which is always kind of a surprising place to hear your voice come out of, but it's always been interesting.
What inspired you to base your comics in the Ozarks?
While I was in college at UCA, I was working on a different story altogether that never really saw the light of day in any ways, and it required legions of research. Well, it really didn't, but I decided at the time it did, kind of foolishly, but it was about trying to do kind of like a postmodern take on Godzilla, of all things, and I was trying to make sure that every city street that it took place in actually corresponded to a real city street in Honolulu, which ended up just breaking me. And so I just kind of wanted to retreat from that and do a work that was much less dependent on research. I decided to write something that was kind of, you know, secondhand to me, and that would be the Ozarks. And kind of funnily enough that it turned out I've done more research for this project than any, just collecting books on Ozark folktales and ghost stories and Ozark history and things like that, taking a class in Ozark anthropology. And it's just kind of weird that it doesn't feel like research, but it kind of grew from that, I suppose.
As we were talking before the interview, you said you've always had a pencil in your hand. What drew you to draw comics?
Early on as a child, I just wanted to tell stories, and it kind of translated into probably, you know, my adolescence, wanting to make movies and direct and write movies. However, in Jasper, Arkansas, where I went to high school, there wasn't a lot of people that were very into making films, so the storyboards kind of became all I ever could get through. So it ended up, as I discovered more about comics themselves, I realized, oh, that can be a medium unto itself. And I guess I parlayed the lack of a filmmaking crew into just comics.
Speaking of films, you worked on a documentary called The Natural State of America. How different was it to work on a film as opposed to working on comics?
Based on how we worked on it, it wasn't terribly different. It was just as opposed to, you know, comics where I have it free reign, I can do whatever I want. I was actually, you know, having to collaborate with people, so it was a little bit more directed and probably a little bit more focused than I would have normally have worked in. Also, the deadlines were a little bit more rapid paced, so to speak, and kind of surprising in that. But it was a fun process, and the drawing style and the things like that, they wanted me for that specific style, so I didn't have to change much about how I actually worked. It was just more of a kind of a how fast I worked.
As I understand it, your comics are published online. How does that impact your production schedule?
Actually, very healthily. I don't think I could do it without having deadlines attached. Because, I mean, it's kind of a perfectionist medium to a certain, or can be, and I definitely fall into that scale quite often of just wanting to work on it until the earth falls apart. So having, you know, a set deadline allows me to actually be productive and allows me to actually work and get something out there. So it's actually, I mean, I know some people probably would find that a little bit restrictive, but if I don't have a deadline, it's kind of this mammoth thing that never will happen, you know.
So have you had good reception for your work so far?
I've gotten collections of emails from people that actually kind of always catch me off guard because they're from folks that either were raised in Arkansas and no longer live here, or people that have lived here their whole lives, and they're always about, oh, you caught this certain area of the Ozarks, and it always makes me feel really, really wonderful. I actually had a person that was emailing me every Bigfoot sighting in Arkansas for a spell, and that was always a joy to check my email inbox and find out that, I guess, park rangers had given fines for people not having proper permits of hunting Bigfoot in the Buffalo River area and things like that. So reception's been good. I mean, it's definitely not economically the most viable reception, especially when you put it online for free. But but yeah, most of the words I've heard have been good about it.
You mentioned putting it online for free. Do you plan on selling prints as well?
Backwood Folk has a current first volume in print for sale, and it's for sale off the website. It's self-printed and self-published at the current time. I am looking for publishers for it, but it's one of those small-scale books that it's kind of hard to find until you have an established audience. Eve of the Ozarks, I'm actually doing solely in print, which will be released hopefully by either the end of this week or next, being mid-October. But I am doing a website for it to sell it off of, and with links from Backwood Folk, which has much larger viewership just because it's existed for 2.5 years longer than Eve. So,
I feel like we've spent most of the interview talking about Backwood Folk, but what would you say is the focus of Eve of the Ozarks?
Eve of the Ozarks is definitely my attempt to capture more of the fun of having a childhood in the Ozarks. I guess it's probably closer to what I was like when I was younger as far as capturing kind of just the adventurous qualities. It's essentially young adult adventure stories.
Now, you described Eve of the Ozarks as being somewhat like other young adult fantasy stories. Who would you say is the audience for your comics in general?
It's been always kind of strange. I've never been able to peg it down in the slightest. All the sales for Eve, which have all been 20-something-year-old men, which kind of caught me off guard, save for, you know, a few outliers. Backwood Folk has been kind of across the board. I've had people that liked it from probably about 16 all the way up to 60 as far as people I've heard from. I can sometimes track the figures of, you know, this website statistics, and it's mostly American, obviously, but there's been a small international element to it, which has always caught me off guard, too. It's hard to predict, and it's hard to always figure out what kind of audience is going to gravitate towards something, so it's something I try to not put too much thought into.
Gustav Carlson is the artist behind the Ozarks-themed comics Eve of the Ozarks and Backwood Folk. More information can be found at backwoodfolk.com. Gustav, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.